The United Federation of Teachers has locked horns with the Bloomberg administration over the years on tough issues like teacher evaluations and the expansion of charter schools. Now it's looking forward to the election of a new mayor. First, though, the union is wrapping up an election of its own. Joining me now to talk about the political influence of the teachers union is Felissa Kramer, an editor at the website Gotham Schools. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, this is an important week for the teachers union when ballots are being counted in the election of union leaders. I understand the current president, Michael Mulgrew, is expected to be reelected, but he did face some real dissension in the ranks. Why is that?
I think there are a lot of teachers who are unhappy with how things have gone in the last couple of years. They're especially unhappy about the teacher evaluation deal that the city never actually struck with the union. The union and city never came to an agreement, but they came close. And the union agreed in principle to evaluate teachers based in part on student test scores. That has teachers pretty angry. Teachers are also upset that, like other unions in the city, the UFT hasn't gotten a raise in several years.
You know, it's surprising to note that a lot of voting members in the union are actually retired teachers, so much so that Mulgrew actually traveled to Florida to campaign for his reelection. What did your reporter see on that trip?
Our reporter, who was actually from the Hechinger Report, who we partnered with for this series, saw a room full of people who were pretty happy with Mulgrew and his leadership. Retirees make up a significant portion of the union. They have about 60,000 retirees in the union compared to about 80,000 active teachers, and they vote frequently. And they tend to vote for the union's leadership. They're less concerned because they're not in the classroom with issues of the classroom.
You know, one reason the union is so powerful is because it has a lot of money that it uses to lobby Albany and support political candidates. You broke down how the union actually spends its money. What did you find?
You're right that the union does spend a lot on lobbying. It spends money through its political wing, giving directly to candidates who support the union's vision. And it also draws on its membership to support those candidates and those issues. But it also spends a lot of money on activities that aren't political, or at least aren't political lobbying. We did a whole story about the teacher training programs that the union offers. The union does a lot to support its members' welfare. After Sandy, it made resources available. And, of course, it supports members who are in trouble at their schools or in trouble with their administration, representing them in discipline hearings, supporting members who want to make change in their schools. So there's a lot that the union does and a lot of places for the union to spend its money beyond lobbying.
So in an election year, how much political influence does the teachers union have in the city?
The teachers union has an enormous amount of influence. Democratic candidates, at least, are really, eager for that endorsement, and they're all aiming to please the union. Right now, we're hearing the leading candidates all saying a lot of the same things because they want to keep the union happy. And I think, we're likely to see some changes in the way the city schools are run because of that. One example is that all of the candidates have gone out at the union's invitation to Cincinnati to see the community schools model that Cincinnati is running, where all schools in that city are turned into community centers that offer health services and programming after the school day, stuff to help students and their families throughout the day, not just during the school day. I think all of the candidates have said that they want to see more of that in the city and are committed to trying to build that.
Do we know if the union will endorse a candidate?
It sounds like the union is planning to endorse a candidate. They're not going to do that until after their own elections are wrapped up. So it sounds like we're going to hear something from them in mid-June.
Felissa Kramer is an editor at Gotham Schools, which reported a series on the teachers union in partnership with the Hechinger Report. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.